836 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 77 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller. We're on FM 100.1, AM 1340, also on CN2. That's Kaporium Channel 102. And we got our friends from the town of Fort Mill in, Jacana Hester, Chris Sardelli. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jacana, we're going to start with you because it's always fun. Oh, no, are we talking with Chris?
It's okay. We can start with the fun.
Well, we can start with Chris then. I'm sorry. I messed that up. I got all mixed up there.
I'll go. We'll
leave the fun for the end, right? We'll leave the fun for the end. Starting with Chris, you know, you get to talk about all the serious stuff that's going on in Fort Mill.
Exactly.
First, we got some maintenance going on the two water storage tanks.
Right, so we wanted to make sure we told the community what was going on. This is annual maintenance for our two water storage tanks. People have seen these are our large water tanks to have the words Fort Mill on them.
Yeah.
Very recognizable, you know you're in town. But this will be obviously regular maintenance just because of their size and trying to keep the water quality the way it is. We want to make sure that we're inspecting them annually. So this is part of that. It takes about 48 hours for them to drain them to inspect them. So as a result, people will see water around in the area.
Where does the water go?
It naturally drains, but it is this is just part of the process, and we want people to understand that they're not leaking.
Oh my gosh.
This is what happens during this process, but it takes about 48 hours, and so we've split it up into two different phases for the two different tanks. So there's the Adobe storage tank, which is on Putnam Road. That one will happen first. That's happening this week on July 12th. We're starting that work at night. It's about 9 p.m., and it's expected to be fully drained by Tuesday, July 14th, around 5 p.m. So people, they may notice water, obviously, in that area. It is okay. That is part of the process. And people may also see some temporary fluctuations in water pressure. No one's going to lose any water during this process, but we want people to be aware why they might see some low pressure at times. And it's because we're basically draining that entire tank. So but no customers will be without water service. And that second project happens at the Bass Street Water Storage Tank. That's on starts on July 26th around 9 p.m. Same thing. And that should be fully drained again by Tuesday, July 28th. So just to give people a heads up so they know what's going on. It's just a normal maintenance process. But this is a great way just to help ensure the reliability and that water service and quality is staying exactly the same.
Well, I know we need to remind people this time of year we've had a couple already where thunderstorms, power outages pop up. Remind people who they need to contact when these utility issues happen.
Definitely. We've had a lot more of that recently. People in the town of Fort Mill have experienced outages across all their utilities. This is happening a lot more, too, because of construction crews as well. And what we did is we compiled a list of important numbers and utility providers for people to contact if they see something going on. We want people to be able to reach who those utility service providers are immediately. It can get kind of confusing. But what we tell people is for water and sewer, obviously, you're contacting. If you live within the town of Fort Mill limits, you're calling the town of Fort Mill. And that number is 803-547-7158. And that is available 24/7, all week long, anytime. You can call that number and get someone to help you. For other services, so people may not be aware. And I won't list all the numbers. We do have these all listed on the town of Fort Mill website, fortmillsc.gov. You can go to the center of the page on the home page, and we have a story listed. It's also on all our social media, too. And we'll be reposting that every week just to let people know, because there have been a lot of calls to the town. People aren't exactly sure who to call. But if they strike a gas line, we've had a lot of that as well. That's a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
We always tell people to clear the area, get somewhere safe, and either if they think it's a true emergency, call 911, obviously. But if not, you can call York County Natural Gas Authority, and their number is 803-323-5304, and that's a really big one. So yeah. We'll make sure people stay safe. We also have numbers on our website. You can find out if power lines are damaged, if you have no electricity in your home. And this, like you said, if it's even for a weather emergency as well, this is a good thing to know. There are two numbers for Duke Energy or for York Electric Cooperative. And those are on our website. So definitely check that out. And then a lot of these outages have been as new cable providers have been coming into neighborhoods in the town. And that includes Spectrum and Google Fiber. People have heard those names a lot. We tell people there are two different ways you can contact them. And again, those numbers are on our website, but you can call either customer service or there are special construction customer service lines people can call to find out, oh, that, you know, there's a crew in my neighborhood and my electricity's out or my gas is out. You know, it's good to report that as well to let people know. So we put the whole list up there. We want people to be able to reach who they need to and to stay safe. So definitely check that out. Again, it's on our town Facebook, Instagram, X, and we have a Nextdoor page as well, and then the town website.
Well, July is Parks and Rec Month.
It is. And if anyone knows our Parks and Recreation Director, Brown Simpson, you'll know he's very excited.
Who doesn't know Brown Simpson? I mean, you can go anywhere in the state. It's a Brown.
We always say that you can play that game, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, like, but replace it with Brown Simpson.
It's like 2 degrees of Brown Simpson.
Him, exactly. we were just talking yesterday. The motto for this year is the power of Parks and Recreation. Yeah. And he is actually right now, we are filming a video we're going to be showing this month on our town social media, showing off all the amazing amenities and parks that the town of Fort Mill has. And the big ones are obviously we've done renovations to our picnic shelters, our gazebos. We just did a really big renovation to Walter Elijah Park where mm-hmm. we hold our Independence Day ceremony and our Strawberry Festival.
Yes.
And that includes new walkways, new lighting, new flagpoles. There's a new playground that's been there for about a year, but we also have new picnic tables and park benches and swings. So we will be showing off all those amenities throughout July. We just want people to be aware of everything. And we've redone several of our playgrounds as well, like Steel Street Park Playground. So keep an eye out. Brown Simpson will be your host for that video, but we're going to be showing off a lot of that during Parks and Rec Month.
Thank you so much, Chris. Now we'll shift to the fun, exciting festivals and events happening. Jacana, we've got the Fort Mill Farmers and Artesians Market still happening every Saturday.
Yes, every Saturday through October. That's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Veterans Park, 106 North White Street. We have lots of seasonal produce right now, meat, eggs, baked goods, and just lots of good food, breads. And then we also have our artisan and craftsmen that are there weekly. And then coming up on Saturday, July 25th, we have our Christmas in July market, which is lots of fun. We'll have lots of Christmas decorations, Christmas activities, and of course, Santa will be there.
He's making a trip down from the North Pole just for this.
That's right, getting started on this list early. And then we have a petting zoo that will be there and also a foam truck. So just lots of fun.
And, of course, coming up on the 8th of August, really excited about this, the Tribute Fest for a country tribute show.
Yeah, so that's Saturday, August the 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Walter Elijah Park. And this year, each year we have a different genre or decade that we like to showcase. Mm. So this year we chose country, and it's going to be Luke Bryan and Kenny Chesney tributes.
Oh, I like that.
And it's called the Kenny and Luke Country Beach Party. So that will be lots of fun. We'll kick off with their band playing a lot of country covers and then go right into all the fan favorites of Kenny and Luke.
And then finally, you cannot forget coming up on Saturday, September the 12th, Jazz Night in the Park.
Yeah, Jazz Night in the Park. It's always a favorite of Fort Mill. It's just a great night of food and wonderful jazz music. But you can find out about that and all of our upcoming events, our fall festival that will be coming up, all of our fall stuff, the Scarecrow Crawl, everything that is coming soon that I don't even want to even think about the fall yet. But all of that at fortmillsc.gov/town events. You can find our complete list there. And as Chris said, follow us on social media as well to find out all town information and about town events.